The first of arrogant human evil has been cut down. The chief, foremost of human arrogant evil, the armies of Assyria, have been cut down. And here, in stark contrast to that, is something so simple and something so weak. A shoot growing up from a stump. And the symbolism is unmistakable. From this weak shoot will come the king of a universal kingdom. Indeed, Isaiah is not the only prophet to use this kind of a vision for the shoot coming from the stump. We also read about this in Zechariah, and we read about this in Jeremiah. And what they appear to teach is that God, in an apparently weak form, right, that shoot coming from a stump is greater than the strength of the mightiest of human armies. In verses 1 and 2, we read that it was Jesse's shoot, the promise of his ancestry. Back in 2 Samuel chapter 7, God had come to David, and with David, God made an eternal covenant that through him, one would sit atop the throne of Israel for all times. This new shoot represents that new king. Jesse is David's father. So we're not being taught here that the new shoot that's going to rise from the stump will be a new David, that is, somebody from David's line. But it appears really to be saying that there'll be somebody different entirely. Somebody who will come from weakness. Somebody perhaps born a few miles south of Jerusalem, in the outskirts of the greatest empire the world will ever know, at least in the ancient world, where a child will be born of a virgin, wrapped in cloths and laid into a manger. From the weak, from the shoot of the stump, a new David of Jesse will come. In John chapter 1, we read, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. John is describing the baptism of the Lord Jesus by John the Baptizer in fulfillment of this prophecy. In verses 3 to 5 this morning, we read what the rule of this new king is going to look like. Right? He will not be influenced by appearances, but will treat all persons with dignity and with equity. He will not merely make pronouncements as human kings do, but rather his very being will be focused on governing with righteousness. Jesus' incarnation revealed to us a real concern for the poor and for the disenfranchised, for those who are eager to learn more about God, for those who desire to have pure hearts and come into the very heart of the Lord. That is the early revelation of what the coming kingdom will look like, which will find its fulfillment when Jesus returns. We find that in verses 6 through 9 with that beautiful poetry, the couplets. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. Beautiful prose, revealing to us what true peace is going to look like when Jesus does indeed return. Our reading for this morning closes with an image of this root of Jesse standing as a banner to the people, where all the nations will rally. Now, if any of you are veterans, or perhaps if you served in the scouts, when you stand in a military formation, you have a guide on, And a guidon is a tall staff with banners that flow from it. And they stand high above the soldiers or the Marines so that you can see where you are in position to the guidon, that you can center yourself on the flag. Armies of the past, when they would march into battle, flags would mark brigades, right? Battalions, where the king was, where the general was. You always knew where they were on the battlefield because of the placement of the flags or the guidons. And here Isaiah tells us that when this new kingdom is inaugurated, we will gather to the banner of the new king who will come from the shoot of Jesse. Andrew Peterson is one of my favorite musicians. Are any of you familiar with Andrew Peterson? A few hands. I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. And I can't explain it. Today's been a little bit rough. I'm the first one to acknowledge that. But you all need to write this down. When you go home tonight, if you have an internet connection, you are to look up the song, "Is He Worthy?" by Andrew Peterson. I'm going to read the lyrics, some of the lyrics to you, because it flows beautifully from this very scripture. He writes, "Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave." He is speaking about that coming kingdom, which Isaiah writes of today, but also of what we find in the book of Revelation when the seals are being opened. And when we come finally in Revelation to chapter 21, we read, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" The dominant image of Jesus in the book of Revelation is not of a warrior king. It is of a lamb. It is of a lamb who from its blood, from its weakness, from its sacrifice, makes all things new. This is what peace looks like. This is the peace that our hearts yearn for when we look at the world all around us. We live in a world of shadow. Paul calls it looking through a window darkly, or a glass darkly. But when Jesus returns, the sin, the taint, the brokenness of the world will be taken away. And through his loving, sacrificial act, we will be made new. Creation will be remade. And there will be peace. Amen.